First one is the Concord Road expansion. You know, we have a project along Concord Road which has been moving along quite well. We've hit some snags in the past. Some snags were associated with the pump station location, all that entrance and review requirements. We had to combine our entrance. There were some stormwater considerations. In essence, a lot of these issues were culminating into an extra charge by the engineers in $5,700 range. At that particular charge requires an amendment to the contract, which was approved by council. That is not the same issue we have with the commercial properties. The engineering department executed a standalone piece with the same engineers just to carry this on. This is already moving forward. That was in the range, expected range of $20,000, which is authorized under the county engineer's limits. So they're moving parallel. There should be bid at the same time. But at this point, I'm asking council to approve amendment number 2 to the services by Davis Bone Fidel in the amount of $5,700, which deals with the pump station redesigns.
Have a motion.
I have a motion. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that amendment number 2 to the base engineering contract for the miscellaneous consultant selection with Davis Bone and Fidel Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $5,700, covering the additional service for the Concord Road expansion contingent upon USDA approval. And I said that because it's a USDA funded project.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Next, sir.
Next item on the agenda is the pump station number 23 modification project. This particular project has achieved substantial completion. We were looking at an award from last year, last August. The project was substantially complete as of March. We've been working through the closeout documentation. There was a substantial number of documents required for the as-built documentation, the various closeouts, releases of liens, operation and maintenance manuals, etc. Once you do all the additions and deletions we had to the unit items, as well as two credit offers by the contractor we accepted, we come up with a total decrease of $12,291.25. The overall construction cost would be $471,000.528. In order to do this, you have a proposed change order, which would close out. Once this change order is signed, we can entertain the final bill and get all the documents in order. So based on
motion.
That, I have a motion. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the balancing change order for contract number 14-22, pump station number 3, modifications be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $12,291.25 for a new total amount of $471,528.75, and that substantial completion be granted effective March 7, 2016, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract document.
I like that one.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Yeah.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next item on the agenda deals with the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility. And it was by coincidence that Councilman Arlett had a number of visitors I had the privilege to talk to yesterday in the engineering department. And the question about South Coastal came up, and I think I gave a somewhat lengthy answer, but it was because I had this on my mind. The South Coastal facility had not been really looked at since 2008. So the facility has been moving along. I think we have had very minor problems, no violations, so the facility is in compliance. We are currently in the permit renewal process, and as you know, the South Coastal facility had an outfall, which we discussed yesterday, so we're looking at the new outfall permit for the city very closely, that being the city of Rehoboth, in conjunction with our permit. So Having said this, we've done some initial programming for what needs to be done at the South Coastal Facility as we move into the next five-year plan. Having said that, I have had a planning gentleman who I know through the Maryland Environmental Services Division, myself, Ms. Sheraton, and the manager for the facility. We all got together, did the programming, and now the next step would be a preliminary engineering report, which would be the basis of our decisions on how to invest in the facility over the next 5 years. So having said that, you really need to have to look back at your engineer of record. That's all the discussion you see here in the memo, which deals with the previous approved engineer of record, which was a process you have entered in 15 years ago. This engineering firm has done all the work at the facility. And that engineering firm was bought out in a complete acquisition. So that sort of requires us to look at how did they assume the assets of the bought out company? Are the same principles still in place? Are the same people still working with the new company? I've done all this, confirmed that the previous company, Stearns & Wheeler, was bought out with all the assets and rights. There is no legacy company. So GHD Incorporated, the new company, bought out all these particular contracts with their purchase. The individuals who were the principals at the time at Stearns & Wheeler are now the principals at GHD. The main design engineers who did all the work previously are still on the board of the new company, on the roster of the new company. I feel very confident this we would get the best continuity for our review and our design if we were to reinstate the new company buying out the old assets from Stearns & Wheeler, i.e. GHD. So having said this, I really have two suggested action items for Council, one being the recognition of the engineer of record, and the second one being the authorization to negotiate under the terms previously approved under the selection for the preliminary engineering report, so I can come back to you for the approval of that particular negotiation.
Have a motion.
Have a motion. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Council approve the reaffirmation of GHD Incorporated of Bowie, Maryland, as engineer of record for the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, expansion number 3, and to authorize the negotiation of amendment number 11 for the preliminary engineering report.
Pleasure, Council.
Yes, sir, moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions?
Mrs. Deaver. Help me understand something. You're looking at a big program here, and it looks, if I understand you, you're talking about redoing or how do I say, making the plant more effective. I wonder, how long has it been since we did this? Did you say 15 years?
The last time the facility was touched with a project of significant size was in 2008.
Oh, okay.
The selection of the engineer of record who did the previous 10 amendments to their base contract was Stearns & Wheeler. And that particular selection was Council's in 2001. So that there's a difference. You see, like, the last construction project is 08. However, there were 10 amendments. These were fairly minor in nature, except for one, which was the initial base contract, and one major expansion several years later. So now we're at the process where we're looking at the facility needs to meet any new permit requirements, as well as get upgrades done to the facility to meet the new flow requirements, because we have been growing, obviously, over the last 8 years. And at this point, we're at levels at the facility where we need to look at all the processes and come back with a sound recommendation. We have a list of the items I'd like to negotiate under the engineering report to be presented to you. However, I need a contract negotiation authorization first.
Okay.
Any more questions, Council? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'm a yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next one before you is the agreement for wastewater services, and that's really tees into a number of presentations we had before Council. Also ties back to some of the budget discussions we had, and it allows you to look at the utilization of our existing infrastructure as it appears throughout the county, not just ours per se. But in this particular case, this deals with the Lewis Board of Public Works available spare capacity, which is built into their facility in the board authorized service territory. On July 19th, during my presentation here, you authorized us that we look and negotiate agreements based on utilization of seasonally available existing wastewater capacity. So we're not asking people to build or entities to build more. We're asking entities whether they're willing to share at a reasonable expense with us, which would allow us to do operate our own facilities more effectively, i.e., especially during the winter time, we could shed capacity to existing facilities, which would allow us to weather any kind of weather-related incidents at our spray irrigation facilities, which are somewhat weather-sensitive. So having said that, this was a fairly lengthy process. It involved, obviously, our attorneys. It involved the attorneys of the board. It involved the board for the public works. It involved evaluation of their facility. It involved discussions with DNREC. This does not change any underlying DNREC permit, neither ours nor theirs. This is domestic wastewater. It gets shifted between facilities based on capacity and based on best available utilization. So you've heard me talk about this a lot of times, so I'm sort of the president say, move on here, Hans.
Have you got that time?
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah. In summary, we have a couple of things we really need to address. A, this is the next culmination of this particular aspect of utilizing capacity. We have to realize that the board has an engineer of record, the engineer of record being George Miles and Buer. George Miles and Buer happens to be on our list of miscellaneous engineers, so we could have selected it ourselves, but the board requested that we go through them utilizing their engineer for record, recognizing that the engineer really works on behalf of the board, even so when they do projects for us, and that they're get reimbursed for the cost incurred by the board, which makes sense. They have a rate structure and an agreement in place. We can utilize it. It's a publicly advertised selection of engineer of record. Secondly, we need to look at the implementation. Time is of the essence. So once we take that dual steps, you look at the agreement before you, the lawyers have signed off on it, you can sign the agreement, we can, let's call it, utilize the engineer of record, and we can utilize our own implementation contract, being the general labor and equipment contract, based on the design permitted by the engineer of record for the board. So take these three steps. That will give us the quickest road to the utilization, give us the quickest access, and allow us to, at the next season, be ready to make the shedding as necessary. So given these steps, that's how I structured a potential motion, if you're so inclined.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and Council approved the agreement for wastewater services with the Lewis Board of Public Works for the utilization of seasonally available existing wastewater treatment capacity, reimburse Board of Public Works for incurred engineering expenses, and implement construction under the general labor and equipment contract with prior approval of a change order by council.
Pleasure, Council.
Yeah, we'll make that motion. Sir.
Motion, Mr. Second. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Aye, we have the motion carried. Next, sir.
The next project is dear to Council's heart, and I guess to our administrator, because you know that the condition of the stairways has been a pretty urgent point, and we have to get this done before the wintertime sets in. The last time you rejected the combined chimney and stair bids due to the excessive costs. We have restructured that bid, re-advertised, bringing back to you only the stairways. Two bids were received, the low bid in the amount of $59,901. It is still above the estimate. However, we discussed this with the low bidder. We talked to the Masons, and at this point, I think we are to a point where we have to say this is what the marketplace, the price of the marketplace. It is something we have to complete before the wintertime. We have to have access. We have our stairs not available to us for quite some time, and time is of the essence. So reluctantly, I do make a recommendation to go with the stair-only bid approval. On the other side, we do have the additional funds available because we weathered another rain event yesterday without chimney problems. We had some minor issue here in the council chambers. However, the chimneys have held up fairly well with our coating. So we would recommend a let's wait and see approach. We have the bid ready if we have to go back. But at this point, I have a recommendation to award the stairs.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 16-33 Sussex County Administrative Office Building Stair Repairs be awarded to BRS Consulting Incorporated of Harrington, Delaware at the base bid amount of $59,921.
Pleasure, Council.
Is there a guarantee on this?
There is a one-year guarantee.
That seems to be our problem in the past.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes,
second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on a motion?
I've come here. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're fine. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
One comment to Mr. Wilson's councilman visit. I think Mr. Stokely and I have recognized that ice and masonry and salt are a very dangerous combination. So we are committed to keep the stairs safe, but also get the salt off as soon as possible. So hopefully our masonry steps will hold up a little bit longer.
Mr. President, before he walks away, just one quick question generically, because it was mentioned earlier that I know we there is still some pending conversations regarding Rehoboth and their decision regarding the outfall.
That is correct.
So how can that or how will that affect this county and what we do or what you do in your department?
The same answer I gave about the Lewis Board of Public Works, which really holds true for the City of Rehoboth / Dewey Beach project. Once this particular project moves forward and there is seasonally available capacity, I would, under the same authorization you have granted previously, continue the negotiations with the City / Dewey and try to expand it into wintertime seasonally available capacity, bring that back to you at that time. But right now, due to the the questions over the permit issuance on the City / Dewey permit, as well as some legal action, we cannot proceed along these lines until they have been resolved. But after that, we will diligently pursue this as soon as it's been resolved.
Okay, very good, thank you.
One question, Mr. Medlar. Thank you, sir. We were off for 2 weeks. Apparently, you weren't.
No.
Mr. Ashman.
Engineering department never sleeps.
Here we go. Okay.
Here's a plug.
Okay.
And the other departments do? You didn't say that.
Good morning. I'm here this morning for an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This expansion was requested by the property owners of parcel 134-11-164.01, Paul J. and Winifred P. Martin in the Millville area. In 2013, Sussex County Engineering Department expanded the Millville Sanitary Sewer District as part of the Route 26 Phase 3 expansion. Our notices were posted in public hearings held on the expansion. Though adjacent to our boundary, this resident was unaware of our project and did not request inclusion at that time. They have sent a letter and appropriate funds to expand the district boundary to include their parcel. If included now, we can install a lateral to the parcel when we complete the spur line project that will complete our phase three expansion work. Expansion consists of 0.6 acres, and the parcel will be responsible for system connection charges of $57.75 based on current rates. Any questions?
How many acres?
0.6. It's a single parcel. If you look at it on here, We're actually already preparing our lines to serve Wingate, and all we need to do is when we get to this last parcel, we can do an extension up to pick up their parcel.
Motion.
I do. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Martin expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Millville area, to include parcel 134-11.00-164.01 as presented on September 20th, 2016.
Any questions, George?
No, Sam, I don't have any questions.
I would move for adoption. Is that what we, yeah?
And I'll second it. Mr. President.
Call for the vote there, Ms. President.
Vote, Joan, Joan?
Voting now? Yes, yes. On the motion, yes.
Would you like to vote on motion?
I'll vote yes.
Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Yes. I'm back, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'm back, Mr. Barnett.
Absolutely. Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good job, Sam.
Almost got by.